Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
A happy Wednesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. We got a great show for you guys today. A lot to get into. We continue looking at week two in the NFL. We'll also discuss week three in college football. Kate Constable going to join us middle of the show for Model Making Money, and we'll dive into my favorite props of week two in the NFL as well. Wrap everything up with our best bets for the day. As always, any questions, comments, thoughts that you guys have for us, let us know. Go to twitch.tv/BetQL or YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered. The Send It In podcast. You can get it available wherever you guys get your podcast. All right, let's get this thing rolling on a Wednesday. Glasses in session, and let's finish previewing the rest of the NFL slate in week two. If you missed our preview of the first half of NFL week two, that's on yesterday's podcast. Tomorrow during the PJ Pick 5, I'll give out five of my favorite bets. Seahawks-Patriots is not going to be on there, but I do like Seattle this week. I really like it -3. I would still probably lean that way at -3.5. I think Seattle's a great money line piece this weekend if you want to parlay them with somebody else. Currently -185 on BetMGM. A couple years ago, we saw the Jacksonville Jaguars like win the first game of the season against the Colts and then lose 15 games the rest of the year. Like, New England might do that this season. I know they upset Cincinnati, but like, that's the only way they could have won that game, right? Ugly, low scoring, Bengals just shooting themselves in the foot, fumbling the balls, they're getting ready to go in the end zone, turnovers galore, getting dominated at the line of scrimmage. Like, that was the formula. And now, after New England beat Cincinnati, everybody's kind of like, maybe this Patriots team isn't all that bad. Maybe they're better than we thought they would be. I think this is one of those games where we sit back and watch and we're like, yeah, the Patriots are, they're really, really bad. And that offense going up against Mike McDonald and Seattle's defense, I think it's going to be a tall task. So I like New England's team total under this week. I would look at that. Again, I would lean towards Seattle -3.5, but see if you can buy them down to 3 at a decent price, or just take them on the money line, put them in like a money line parlay piece or something like that. Full game under, I think, is a good look. It's 38 as well, but that Patriots team total under, probably my favorite bet for Seattle and New England. As for the Jets and the Titans, New York 3.5-point favorites in Nashville this week. The Titans +155 on the money line. The Jets are -190. Total in this game is 40.5. Perception around both of these teams are pretty interesting heading into week two, right? The Jets, everybody loved the Jets, myself included, +4 against San Francisco in week one. And it feels like we're all just giving New York a pass after that game, right? And surely you can give them a pass after that game. San Francisco is one of the best teams in the NFL. It was Rodgers' first game back. The arm talent for Rodgers is still there. Made some beautiful throws. Jets defense got dominated at the line of scrimmage, which was a little bit concerning, but you expect that unit to be fine over time. Meanwhile, Tennessee, this is one of those classic cases where how kind of the result of the game is influencing our perception around Tennessee. They easily could have won that game by 17 points against the Bears, and then this conversation about how we talk about this game would be completely different. But because the Bears scored some special teams touchdowns, some defensive touchdowns, Will Levis made some boneheaded mistakes, now nobody wants Tennessee at home this week. I think the Titans are probably the play, folks. I know it's ugly, but that's what week two is all about. It's overreaction, and people are overreacting to Tennessee. They played a really good first half. They definitely should have won that game. Their defense looked really solid. And again, they had some success running the ball with Tony Pollard against Chicago, and we know San Francisco had a ton of success against the Jets on the ground as well. So I would look at the Titans this week, plus 3.5 against the Jets. Giants and Commanders in D.C. this week, a total of 44. Washington minus 125 on the money line. The Giants are plus 105. Daniel Jones, another quarterback that looked really bad in week one against Minnesota. If there is one team, though, that Danny Dimes has played well against in his career, it is Washington. 5-1-1 straight up against the Commanders. And Washington's secondary, folks, is really, really bad. So even though Daniel Jones stinks, like, if there was ever a game for him to play pretty well and Malik Nabers to do his thing, like, it would be this week against Washington. Jaden Daniels, I expect him to keep running a ton, right? Again, the transition from college football to the NFL, there's nothing like it. The way the game speeds up, all the athletes out on the field. Jaden Daniels has been the best athlete in every game he's ever played in, but now that he gets into the NFL, he's playing with world-class athletes all over the field, so it's an adjustment period. I expect the game to still be a little sped up for him. I like the Giants to win outright this week, plus 105 against Washington. Rams and the Cardinals, we've seen some line movement in this game. Rams opened up as the small favorites. Puka Nacua put on IR. Arizona has now become the favorite at minus 125. The total at 49. Like the over in this game. Think we get some points from both teams. I still like the Rams at plus 105. I know the Cardinals probably feel like the right side with all that line movement, but guys, Arizona has lost 9 straight home games against the Rams. For me, that's just too hard to ignore. The Rams are probably my favorite teaser leg of the week. Whenever you have history over a team like that, that dates like over a decade, where you've lost 9 straight to them at home, like the win just isn't going to come easy. If Arizona does win this game, it's probably going to be by a field goal. It's probably going to be 4 points. I don't think it's by more than a touchdown. So I think the Rams, best teaser leg of the week, plus 7.5 against Arizona. Bengals are going to be my best bet this week against the Kansas City Chiefs, plus 6. We've talked about this game plenty throughout the week. I've talked about the fact that Burrow and Mahomes have played 4 times. All 4 of those games have been decided by exactly 3 points. These games are always close. Burrow is 3-1 straight up against Patrick Mahomes, and I love the spot for Cincinnati, the fact that they're coming off that humiliating home loss against New England. Kansas City was already going to have their full attention. They were already going to get up for this game. It's even more of a sense of urgency, not wanting to start another season 0-2. Really like the Bengals at plus 6. Steelers and Broncos, I really like the under in this game at 36.5. It's a low total for a reason. Pittsburgh was, I mean, that was just the most Mike Tomlin Steelers win ever against Atlanta. That's why I like the Steelers plus 3 in that game, because I just figured it would be that kind of game. The one option that Pittsburgh had in the past game was George Pickens on Sunday against the Falcons. Well, now Pickens has to go up against Pat Surtain, so he's going to be limited. I think the Steelers are going to have a tough time moving the ball in this game. Then you got Bo Nix making his second career NFL start going up against that Steeler defense. I think this is like a 13-10, 17-10 kind of game. I really like the under, 36.5. Bears and Texans on Sunday Night Football. Again, Bears won. Got to give them a lot of credit. But man, they didn't look good. Their average play was like 2.9 yards. Caleb Williams didn't do much. Whereas Houston, they easily could have beaten the Colts by like 2 scores. They moved the ball down the field on just about every possession that they had. They just stalled out for field goals in the red zone. So Houston at home, I think anything 6.5, 7 is a good number with the Texans. I would lay it against Chicago. And then Atlanta and Philly on Monday night. I like the Falcons in this game. No rush to bet them at all. Because this game is on Monday, Eagles money is going to continue to pour in after the way that Atlanta looked against Pittsburgh and the Eagles beat the Packers and you got Kirk Cousins on the road, Monday Night Football and all the trends. It's not good. But Atlanta, I expect them to bounce back off of a home loss. Now they're an underdog. I think we're getting a 7. We might even get 7.5 with Atlanta. So I will be on the Falcons in this game, but in no rush to bet them against Philly. All right, let's talk about some player props that we like in week 2 of the NFL. We will start with my favorite player prop, and that's going to be Tony Pollard, the running back for the Titans, over 12 and a half rush attempts against the New York Jets. After how that game went against the Chicago Bears for the Tennessee Titans, when they were in control, they were up 17-0, they were running the ball, they were getting stops on defense, they were playing great, and then it started to get away from them. Will Levis started to make some big mistakes. There was a quote from Titans head coach Brian Callahan that stuck with me this week, and he said that basically if the Titans would have punted the ball on first and 10 every possession, they probably would have won that game. That's a big statement to make about your quarterback in the first game of the season. So after the success that San Francisco just had on the ground against the Jets with Jordan Mason, I think the Titans, the game plan is simple. Don't overthink this. Run the ball, limit the mistakes from Levis, lean on your defense, keep this thing as tight as it possibly can. And the Jets are coming off a short week, right? And remember, there's this crazy trend the last couple of years of how much teams struggle the week after they have to play against San Francisco. Those are physical, tough games when you go up against the Niners. So, fact the Jets are on a short week, I expect Tennessee to run the ball. I like Tony Pollard over 12 and a half rush attempts. I also like Malik Nabers 70 or more receiving yards this week at minus 110 going up against the Commanders. In week one against Minnesota, Malik Nabers had 5 catches for 66 yards, but he's going up against probably the worst secondary in the NFL in Washington this week. I know Daniel Jones stinks, but like I said like 5 minutes ago, if there's one team he does play well against, it is the Commanders. Baker Mayfield looked really good for Tampa Bay last week. I think a lot of that had to do with just how bad Washington's secondary is. Good price here on Nabers. I'll take him 70 or more receiving yards against Washington. Give me Sam Darnold under 229.5 passing yards for Minnesota this week going up against San Francisco. Sam Darnold, remember, he was with the Niners last season. So Kyle Shanahan, that coaching staff, they've had a chance to work with Darnold for a year. They know what he does well and what he doesn't do well. And when you give a coaching staff that is that good and the Niners defense that is that much talent, I think it's going to be a tough day for Sam Darnold and company. So I think he struggles. His price to throw an interception is like minus 140. I honestly would lay that juice. I do think he throws an interception against the Niners, but I'll go under 229.5 passing yards for Sam Darnold against the Niners. Lamar Jackson, over 19.5 completions for the Ravens against the Las Vegas Raiders. We all saw the week one game. To kick off the season against Kansas City, Lamar was running for his life. He had 16 carries. The offensive line for Baltimore was not good as well. Well, now they got to face Las Vegas with a really good defensive line led by Max Crosby and Christian Wilkins. And because that offensive line is still a work in progress for Baltimore, they got to speed down that pass rush. I expect a lot of short passing game, a lot of screens, a lot of quick hits. They're not going to want Lamar running. They're not going to have a lot of slow developing plays. They're going to want him to drop back and get the ball out of his hands quick. So I think under passing yards for Lamar this week might be a decent look, but the completions, I expect a lot of short passes to Zay Flowers and to Isaiah Likely, kind of a lot of what we saw against Kansas City. So give me over 19.5 completions for Lamar. And then finally, under 17.5 rush attempts for Kyren Williams this week for the Rams against Arizona. Love the over in this game, like over 49. I think it's going to be a shootout. I think because Puka is out, a lot of people feel like the Rams might center their game plan around running the football, but because of how Arizona's defense looked last week against Buffalo when the Bills were in chase mode and they were down 2 scores in that game and then the Bills went up tempo and Josh Allen started to go into Superman mode, that's when the Bills offense started to get rolling. So McVay saw that tape. I think he's going to air it out. Stafford looked awesome week one against Detroit. Cooper Kupp looks like his old self. So I don't think the Rams are really going to run the ball as much in this game as people might think. And maybe they start to use some of their other running backs potentially as well. Kyren Williams was top 3 in the league last year in rushing yards, so maybe saving him for the majority of the season. Got a ton of workload in the second half against Detroit in that Sunday night football game. So we'll go under 17.5 rush attempts for Kyren Williams. So once again, the 5 props that I'm on this weekend: Tony Pollard over 12.5 rush attempts, Malik Nabers 70 or more receiving yards, Sam Darnold under 229.5 passing yards, Lamar over 19.5 completions, and Kyren Williams under 17.5 rush attempts. Now, while I'm on the 17.5 rush attempts under for Kyren Williams, I do think there's a chance that he could score a first touchdown this weekend. And thanks to our friends at BetMGM, we have a BetMGM promo where we've all had a first touchdown bet that's been vultured or canceled before. With BetMGM's Pro Football Second Chance, we're giving you a second chance on first TD bets this season. You can place any first touchdown score wager. And if your player doesn't score first but scores second, you get your entire stake back in cash, no opt-in required. How does it work? You place a pre-game straight first touchdown score bet in any NFL game. If your player scores the first touchdown in the game, you win your wager as normal. If your player scores the second touchdown in the game, you'll get your stake back in cash. Only straight bets apply to Second Chance. Any wager using a bonus bet or other reward token is ineligible for the campaign. All right, let's go check in with our friend Kate Constable. Time for model making money here on Send It In. Kate, before we get some of your thoughts on week two in the NFL, a little college football as well, what is the BetQL model like for us today? Is there best bets?
Hey, PJ. Yeah, best bets for the model in Major League Baseball. We have Braves on the run line, -1.5 against the Nats. Max Fried going for the Braves, Jake Irving for the Nats, and the money and handle is all over the Braves here. 78% of the money and 84% of the handle is back in the Braves on the run line at -1.5.
All right. Love it. Kate, what about yourself? What are you on for today? What are some of your best bets?
Yeah, in the WNBA, we have the Aces and Fever going tonight. Aces are on the road. Asia Wilson has been in a walking boot. She's been dealing with some foot issues, but that kind of feels like that's more precautionary. This line has moved from Fever +2 to Fever +4. So money's coming in on the Aces, which tells me that I think Asia Wilson's likely to be playing tonight. And the Aces are still fighting for positioning in the playoffs. They'll likely either get the 4th or 5th seed. So this game means a little bit more to the Aces than it does the Fever. Plus, the Aces have kind of run over the Fever in their previous two meetings. So you're getting a short number here. I'm actually seeing on the screen here, -3.5 over at BetMGM. So I would take that with the Aces tonight, even though they're on the road.
Oh, Shawnee Sharp, you going to that game tonight? Aces and Fever, get a thumbs up there? I hope you are. That'll be a good one tonight. That'll be a good one tonight.
Come on, Sean.
Kate, what about Thursday Night Football? We got the Bills and the Dolphins. Should be a good one in the AFC East. Early on in the week, Miami was 1.5-point favorites. Now they're up to 2.5. You doing anything in that game tomorrow? Side, total, any props for you?
Yeah, I'm leaning towards the over here in this one, 49, but with some weather concerns, I don't know. I haven't bet that yet. I may stay off that. I really like James Cook to go over his rushing prop, running back for the Bills. That's about 61.5. He had 19 carries for 71 yards last week against the Cardinals. And yeah, the Cardinals defense isn't all that great. But with this game, maybe being a little bit more wet, I think, the Bills try and keep the ball on the ground a little bit more so that run game gets going. Plus the Dolphins defense, they're banged up. A lot of injuries there. And they were very susceptible to giving up big run plays last year late in the season when these with all the injuries that the Dolphins had on their defensive line. So Cook has struggled. I mean, well, I shouldn't say struggled. 65 combined yards over his last two games against the Dolphins. But again, all of those injuries to the Dolphins defensive line, I think that he's able to find some success on Thursday. So I'll take his over rushing yards.
All right, very good. Kate, I love week two in the NFL. I call it overreaction week. We come into the season thinking we know everything, and then so many people are so quick to kind of jump off of their opinions coming into the season. Some of these lines have moved like 2, 3, 4 points off of the look-ahead lines based on what we saw in week one. I love the slate this week. Do you like the slate this week, and are there any bets that jump out at you?
Yeah, I really like this bet, PJ. We have the Cowboys and the Falcons. The Cowboys and the Saints. And I like the game total over 26.5. They've been dominant at home, right? Throughout the last couple of years, scored 30 or more points in all but one regular season home game last year. They averaged just over 37 points per game. I know the Saints defense is solid. I mean, they were good in week one. But Derek Carr, I think, overachieved a little bit because he was going up against the Panthers defense that didn't have a pass rush to save their life. And he's significantly better when he doesn't face any pressure. Well, that's not going to be the case against this Cowboys defense. He's going to have Micah Parsons coming at him all day. So I think Derek Carr struggles a lot, which means that the defense for the Saints is going to be on the field quite a bit. Cowboys team total, and that'll, you know, kind of tire them out a little bit. They're not going to be at their best. So that's my thought process there, which means Cowboys over 26.5 team total is a play for me in their home opener.
I like it. All right, Kate, give me an underdog that you think wins outright in week two in the NFL. What team with plus money you think gets the job done?
Yeah, you mentioned earlier the Titans going up against the Jets. I mean, the Titans really should have won that game against the Bears. It was the special teams and the defense for the Bears that made them look a whole lot better than they really were. The offense for Chicago struggled a ton, and that was a lot because of a lot because Caleb Williams struggled, let's be honest there. But also the Titans' defense was fairly solid. And so I think the Titans are live to win outright. They're at home. They're a feisty group. The Jets are on a short week. I also kind of like the Rams over the Cardinals. Now, this line has flipped, and the Cardinals are favored now because of all the injuries that the Rams have on their offensive line. But the Rams have been just so good against the Cardinals over the last 15 years. They've outscored Arizona by 211 points and are 13-2 against them over the last 15 years. So even, you know, just in the last, I don't know, 5-6 years since Sean McVay has been there, they've just dominated Arizona. And I know the line for the Rams is banged up. You have no Puka Nacua, but I still think Matthew Stafford, Kyren Williams and company, they're going to be good enough to Cooper Kupp as well, obviously, good enough to earn the win even on the road in Arizona.
Yeah, I think Cooper Kupp just caught another pass against Detroit. He had like 15 of them in that game on Sunday night. He looked like vintage Cooper Kupp. Kate, before I let you go, college football, not the best slate this week. We got some really good matchups coming up next week, but still some value on the board. Any bets that you like in college football week three?
Yeah, I don't love this slate. Friday night, we have Arizona plus 7.5 against Kansas State. I would take that. I think Fifita and McMillan get going a little bit more than they did last weekend against Northern Arizona. And you're getting over two scores to cover against Kansas State. So I would take the points with Arizona. I also am just going to continue to fade Colorado until they show us anything on either of those lines. I mean, the offensive line was so brutal last week. I know they were going up against a little bit better opponent than Colorado State, but Colorado State played them really tight last year. That was a close game. They're on the Buffs are on the road in Colorado State. So, you know, a hostile environment there. I can't back Colorado and Shedeur Sanders. As good as he is, he has no help around him. So I'm fading the Buffs once again. I would take the points with the Rams.
All right. I love it. Great stuff from Kate Constable joining us here on Send It In for Model Making Money. Kate, always great talking to you. Good luck this week, and we'll catch up again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, BJ.
For sure. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, time to talk some college football. Before you hear my thoughts, our guy B Mills in the chat, PJ, got two college football plays for you. How do you like Miami team total over 44.5 against Ball State defense, and then Ole Miss and Wake Forest over 31.5 in the first half? Love the Ole Miss and Wake first half play, B Mills. I think I'm actually going to tail you on that. Jackson Dart in two games this year, you guys, has thrown 7 incompletions. Ole Miss's schedule the first 6 weeks of the season is just a complete and utter joke. He's going to put up video game numbers, and I think Lane Kiffin honestly wants him to do that. He wants to get him into the Heisman conversation, pad his stats a little bit. So B-Mills, they might get that number by themselves. I like that first half look for Ole Miss. And then the team total over for Miami, I like that as well. Again, this is their second straight week where they're kind of playing a cupcake team. So you wonder how long Cam Ward's going to be in there for. But like you said, Ball State does not have a good defense. I think that team total over is a good look there as well. You also, B-Mills, Caitlin Clark, 20-plus points, 8-plus assists tonight at minus 120. I think that's an awesome play, especially going up against Kelsey Plum. It's going to be a really fun matchup. I think that's a good look at minus 120. And then our guy, Beef_VZ, still betting against the White Sox in the Cleveland series. I think that's a great call, Beef. Honestly, anytime these last couple series that we have until the regular season's over, anytime you have a team that's motivated to win games, playing against the White Sox, probably a good look, because they know they got to win games to either hang on top of the division or maybe gain ground in the wild card, whatever it may be. When you play the White Sox, you know you have to win those games. So I like betting the Guardians as well. All right, Gridiron Glass, look at some college football bets that we like in week three. We'll start with the over that I like the best on Saturday. That's going to be Memphis and Florida State taking the over 51.5 in that game. Florida State was supposed to have one of the best defensive lines in all of college football. Judging by their first two games against Georgia Tech and Boston College, it looks like that's not going to be the case. I will say those two teams are more run-heavy, and Memphis is more of a pass-heavy team. Their quarterback, Seth Hanigan, four-year starter, really good player. A lot of people think Memphis might win the group of five and make it to the college football playoff. I think they'll be able to move the ball against Florida State a little bit, and vice versa. Even though DJU is not very good, I think Florida State's offense is going to be able to score some points as well. Memphis was one of the worst tackling teams in college football last season. They're not a very good defense. Give me the over 51.5 in Memphis and Florida State. On the flip side, give me the under in Georgia and Kentucky, under 45.5, folks. If Kentucky scored 10 points against South Carolina last week, what do you think they're going to do against Georgia this week? I don't know how Kentucky gets to double digits, and I think Georgia's going to get into the low 30s. I think this score is going to be very similar to what we saw Clemson and Georgia playing out as, like 34-7, 34-3, 35-6, something in that neighborhood. Feels like whenever Georgia goes into Lexington, these games are always ugly and sloppy, and Georgia beats them by 20-plus, and Kentucky doesn't score very many points, so I'll take the under 45.5. B-Mills, you brought up Ole Miss and Wake Forest. Ole Miss is actually the favorite that I like the best this week. I'd lay the 23.5 with the Rebels against Wake Forest. Again, Ole Miss, even though they haven't played anybody, Jackson Dart and the offense has looked really, really good. I like the fact that they're not messing around in any of these games. They are putting their foot down, and they are trying to be up by 50 at halftime in each of these games. And the matchup for them is perfect because Wake Forest is one of the worst secondaries in college football. Ole Miss is going up against a Power 4 opponent. They're on the road, so that might even motivate them even a little bit more, which is great for Ole Miss. I think they roll on Saturday. Give me the Rebels minus 23.5. The dog that I like the best, we talked about this one earlier in the week. I hope you got the plus 21.5 with Utah State. I still like him at plus 20.5, though, against Utah. A couple reasons we love this game. The first one is the spot. Utah has Oklahoma State on deck, right? That's a huge game in the Big 12, probably looking ahead to that one. The other reason we love it is because of Utah State's quarterback, Bryson Barnes, used to play for Utah. He was their quarterback last season when Cam Rising got injured. They had a couple other injuries. Barnes had to step in. Well, he transfers to Utah State this season and has a chance to go up against his former team. I really like the Aggies in this spot. And how awesome is it for Utah State that this game is in Logan? It's at their campus, in their building, against their fans. It's going to be their Super Bowl going up against the Utes. So I got a Utah team with a banged up quarterback in Cam Rising who might not play this week, who's looking ahead to Oklahoma State, and I got a Utah State team that's going to be fired up with their quarterback playing against his old team and treating this game like their Super Bowl. Maybe even sprinkle a little money line with Utah State after what we saw with Northern Illinois last week at the 10-1 price, but I'll take Utah State plus 20.5. And then the underdog I like the best outright this week is going to be Virginia plus 120 against Maryland. Guys, I grew up a Terps fan. My dad went to Maryland. I've been watching Maryland football my entire life, and I can tell you that week three is the week to fade the Terps. Usually the first 2 weeks of the season, Maryland football is fantastic. They did lose to Michigan State last week. They really should have won that game, but they lost. But week three is when they always look terrible. They're on the road against Virginia. Cavaliers had a great comeback win against Wake Forest last week. They got a fun little offense that can put up points. Maryland, this game's going to be close. Maryland's going to do some dumb stuff. They're going to have some turnovers and lose in typical Maryland fashion. We'll take Virginia plus 120 at home against the Terps. All right, time to get in to our favorite plays for today as we get in to PJ's plays. Going streak, and we're taking Cedric Mullins to get us a base hit today. Ever since they moved up Cedric Mullins to the two hole, my dad wanted the Orioles to move Cedric Mullins up to the two hole, and he was right because Ceddie had two home runs last night. Hopefully he stays there with Gunner leading off, and he's been playing great as of late, and he's got great history against Nick Pavetta. He's 10 for 28 against Pavetta in his career, and again, had those two homers last night, so give me Cedric Mullins as our guy tonight in going streaking. Our prop lock is going to be Tony Pollard over 12.5 rush attempts tonight, or on Sunday, excuse me, against the Jets. Again, the formula for Tennessee should be easy. With the way that San Francisco ran the ball against the Jets, That's what the Titans should do, especially with the way that Will Levis played. Give me Tony Pollard over 12.5 rush attempts for the Titans. Dog of the day is going to be the Nationals plus 1.5 against the Braves. I always love taking a team that gets absolutely blown out and then coming right back with them the next night. Nats lost 12-0 last night to the Braves. We'll take them plus 1.5, minus 110. Might even win that game outright, but I think it's going to be close tonight. Shawnee Sharp, what is your favorite bet tonight?
Yeah, Paige, we're back in Indiana, back in the Big Apple of the Midwest, as they call it, Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm going to be going with to the WNBA. I'm going to take Lexi Hull over 1.5 three-pointers made. Ever since the All-Star break or the Olympic break, she's been on fire from beyond the arc, and Caitlin Clark's really trusted her, dishing the ball a lot. So I think tonight the Aces are going to want to limit Caitlin Clark's shots. That's going to leave Lexi Hull open a lot around the arc, and she's gone over this in back-to-back games. You're only asking for two, so I think this is a way too low of a number.
Man, what a great matchup tonight between the Aces and the Fever. Shawnee Sharp over 1.5 threes for Lexi Hull. And my best bet going to be the Yankees tonight. Got to lay some juice at minus 145 against the Royals. Luis Gil is on the mound for New York. They lost last night. I think they bounce back tonight. I know, don't really love giving out my best bets when you got to lay juice, but I do like the Yanks tonight at minus 145. Once again, our favorite plays for today. Cedric Mullins is going to be our pick in going streak. Instead, with two home runs last night, he's 10 for 28 lifetime against Nick Pivetta, so he's seen him a bunch, has good history off of him. We will take him in going streaking. Tony Pollard over 12.5 rush attempts is going to be our prop lock. Nats plus 1.5 is our dog of the day, and the Yankees minus 145 is going to be our best bet. Thanks again to Kate Constable. Caroline Fenton joins the show tomorrow to talk college football week 3. Appreciate you guys tuning in, all the questions, and as always, if you missed any part of the show, go check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you guys get your podcasts. See you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.